He had gone for the easy relationship, which is with the dog. That's not challenging. The dog never says anything difficult to you, like at mealtimes. Doesn't turn around and go, why do you do that thing with your mouth? Are you always going to do that? Am I going to have to look at that shit for the rest of my life? All the dog ever says is, I can't believe you came home again. I can't believe you came home again. Is that it? Is that all the challenge you want in your life? I happen to live with somebody who's very stimulating, who asks me deep philosophical questions that are hard to answer. Like she'll walk through the kitchen and see me and go, you're wearing that shirt. It's looking that way. But we're going out. Out of the house. People will see me with you. Works out rather well for you. You look like you make a living fighting pigs in a hole. Put a different fucking shirt on. And I don't argue. I don't argue. I'm not good at the arguing thing. It's not my field. Some people are good at it. You know, somebody knows you. Don't argue with someone who really knows you, because they can just flip you one-handed. She knows all the moves. We walk in. You're in a bit of a weird mood. Ha! Huh? There's no way you don't react to that. What do you mean? What do you mean? Huh? Well, look, you're being so aggressive. And then you sort of twig what's going on and you go, I am not. I'm not aggressive. Well, you're very passive-aggressive. I am not passive-aggressive. Okay, but you're very defensive or something. I'll see you later when you're in a better mood. And you just left there going, ah! Very hard to think of a comeback. You're just using me for sex. And but the thing is, it's great to be known by another person as well. You don't know what to give each other at anniversaries because you've been together for so long. You know, it's not like that when you first meet, you know, there you go, cotton or silk or whatever it is, or when you're ancient, you just roll on top of one another, open your mouth, and rubies fall out. It's not... There's this ambiguous middle passage. Nobody even knows what you're supposed to do. 18 years, 17 years, there you go. There's a remote control covered in Nutella. I thought you'd enjoy that. But you gotta work it out, you know. How are you going to do it? I mean, what happens is you end up dividing tasks. You know, you're good at this, the other person's good at the other thing. My wife is, like, one of her areas is, you know, the future. What that is, where it's happening, what time it starts. What's going to happen in it? The past is also something she has made her own. What actually happened? Who is responsible? How the crime shall be remembered. Sometimes while we're busy talking about something else. And my overwhelming resemblance to all the villains in history. But no, and also the present is something she curates. That is something she understands. But no one person can do everything. That's out of balance in a relationship. You can't have that. That's, you know, it's stupid. So I taste the crisps. There's a lot of new flavors out there now. Beetroot and vertigo. Horseradish and deja vu. People don't know how to approach those sometimes. You have to step in for them and tell them it's okay. You know, you work it out. And of course, it's very rewarding. But people are misrepresented. Men are misrepresented to women. You know, they're always built up as heroes in films and so on. My favorite bit in all those action films is when the ordinary guy who turns out to be a hero turns around to his own family and goes, everybody just shut up, stop arguing, do what I'm saying, trust me for a minute. That's when all my family burst out laughing and point at me and go, ha ha, imagine how quickly we would be dead. Imagine all the different ways we'd be dead. Men are not heroes by and large. You know, you make it to middle age, you're not a hero most of the time. You're just a jelly baby with a few quid. And, you know, you just... Women are misrepresented, of course, as well. I mean, young men are full of nonsense about women now because of all the way they're described. you know, but also because of pornography, that's part of it. I didn't know anything about pornography when I was growing up. It didn't exist in Ireland. If somebody had a picture of a woman's arse, it was a huge deal. People would start arranging ferries. There were power surges in the infrastructure. Now, you wake up and go, take the anal wallpaper away. I just want some Weetabix, please. What are they called, adult films? Anyway, what's all that about? What's adult about putting a part of yourself in and out of somebody else thousands of times in the space of a couple of minutes and looking pretty unhappy about it? A really adult film would be some bored-looking woman sitting at a kitchen table looking out a rainy window and some depressed-looking guy comes around the corner and says, the bowel condition is fatal. And she goes, well, I still don't love you. And then the end appears. That's an adult film. But women are misrepresented because a lot of young men are told about hot babes. Check out these hot babes. Look at these hot babes. Listen to these hot babes walking around on modern flooring surfaces. Look at them. Look at this hot babe over here taking her contact lenses in and out. Ooh, that's hot. What about this one? Look at her. She's thinking of moving to Shrewsbury. Saucy. What about this one over here on the bus staring at her feet wishing they were a bit smaller? She's regretting that argument she had with her sister at Easter. Ooh, that's hot. All women are hot. Scientifically, they're hot because they all regulate their temperature in a totally different way to men. Now, this is the science section, okay? Some of you don't understand science. It will sound like generalizations. During the day, the daylight hours, all women all over the world are freezing. There's a reason for this. It's got to do with information processing. Women, as you know, were the original model for the internet. There's a woman's doing something, and she goes over here. She travels. She goes somewhere else. She goes, oh, I'm over here now. Oh, it's windy. Oh, look, I found a grapefruit. Brilliant. I'm bringing that home. She talks to another woman. What's it like over there? Well, it's a bit windy, but you get grapefruit. Brilliant. That's the internet. Now, a man gets hold of a piece of information. He thinks, ha, 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 I have an advantage over everybody. He curls into a ball and dies there on that spot. It's a totally different process. I know this because I come home with a cool story to share with my wife. This is just a gender split. Because I'll come home with a cool story like, you know, I saw your friend in the supermarket. You see, that's something to share. And she'll... I'm not a trained sociologist with a coat and everything. But then what they probably call all the crazy shit starts because she turns around with her insane requirements for detail. She'll turn around and say, oh, really? Who? I don't know. You have 4,000 friends. I have no idea. There was a woman I recognized. She has big hair. Oh, Angela. Yeah, I think that's her. Yeah. Is her husband's cousin's orthodontist back from Peru? I don't know that. I don't know. She was buying tomatoes. I didn't talk to her in case she asked me something. And it's a totally different way of sharing information. So all women during the day are freezing because all the kilojoules in their bodies are burnt up by knowing everything about everybody around them for a 2-mile radius. And to make it worse, everybody they live with is a clueless zombie. So the woman standing around all day, generally just freezing, just feeling cold, going, oh, God, somebody give me a cardigan. Please fix the draft. Where's the fucking radiators in this house? What's wrong with everybody? Nobody knows anything. They're going to come in and ask me stuff. Here they come. Here they come. And then they just come. They come in. Hey, have you seen my... Yeah, I put it on the stairs an hour ago. I knew you'd want it. Yeah. Were you running for the train? Yes, I made you a sandwich because I knew you wouldn't think of it. Yes, it's vegetarian. That's going to last for a day and a half, you fucking moron. Yes. What is it, dear? A regular Spanish barbs? Yeah, bring them over here. I can't wait. There we go. There you go. Yeah. We're freezing all day long. She gets into bed. She's doing nothing. She falls asleep. She goes on fire. And then turns around and says, why did you never put your arms around me anymore? That's because I want them back. That's why. I don't want 2 charred stumps. Thank you very much. Nobody told me I was marrying fissile material. What are you burning in there?